Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The Region 3 boys basketball tournament continued yesterday over at the Jamestown Civic Center. In the first game, Lemoore handled South Border 57-28, and in the other semifinal matchup, Ellendale cruises past Linton HMB 62-49. The tournament concludes on Thursday evening. The third place game is at 6 p.m., and it will be South Border against Linton HMB. And in the championship matchup, it will be Ellendale taking on Lemoore at 7:30. All of the games can be heard over on Thunder 98.3 or streamed on NewsDakota.com. Some big news coming out of the NFL yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers has confirmed he will be returning to the Green Bay Packers for the 2022 season. It was reported yesterday that he signed a four-year contract extension worth $200 million. However, Rodgers tweeted that he has not yet signed a contract extension. The Seattle Seahawks have traded franchise quarterback Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos yesterday for a lot. Seahawks send Wilson and a fourth-round pick to Denver. The Broncos send two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and a fifth-round pick, as well as quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, and defensive lineman Shelby Harris to Seattle. The Seahawks also have released seven-time Pro Bowler Bobby Wagner, Wagner spending 10 seasons with the team. On the ice, the Wild get a much-needed win last night at home. They beat the New York Rangers 5-2. Kevin Fiala with a pair of goals, Ryan Hartman with another, as the Wild pick up just their second win in the month of March. Goaltender Cam Talbot making 23 out of 25 saves in the win against his former team. Wild are off tonight. They're going to be in Detroit tomorrow to take on the Red Wings. On the hardwood, the T-Wolves return to game action this evening as they're going to be home to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Timberwolves have won 5 straight. And in Major League Baseball, the players and owners met for 16 and a half hours yesterday trying to get a new CBA done. The two sides will meet again today. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.